Chapter 16. The Exit. 27 June 2004. Jim Channon faxes me his Iraq exit strategy. This is the same document he sent to the Army's Chief of Staff, General Pete Shoemaker, after Donald Rumsfeld had asked the general to bring creative thinkers into the fold. Jim's strategy begins. When we left Vietnam, we did so with our tails between our legs. We were leaving at an undignified pace. In the eyes of the world that watches, the last moments are as telling as the first. The 1st Earth Battalion Solution. 1. A touching and heartfelt ceremony consisting of mothers, children, teachers, soldiers, nurses, and doctors from both sides. Where possible, children will carry the actual awards, i.e. medals, trophies, small statues, of appreciation and recognition to those American and Iraqi soldiers honored. 2. The ceremonial surroundings we design are themselves a gift to the future of Iraq. We recommend that a beautiful global village be built as a setting. It can showcase the kinds of alternative energy, sanitation, and agricultural technology appropriate for this part of the world. 3. The ceremony will include the giving of gifts from other parts of the world. United Nations translators will be available to interpret those gifts. An elder might speak, and a teen might speak about the promise of cooperation. 29 June 2004. Today, sovereignty is transferred from the coalition forces to the new Iraqi government. Whoever organized the ceremony obviously chose not to implement Jim's ideas. Behind silver miles of new razor wire, behind high concrete barriers stronger than most medieval fortifications, behind sandbags, 5 security checks, U.S. armored vehicles, U.S. armored soldiers, special forces of various countries and private security guards, an American bureaucrat handed a piece of paper to an Iraqi judge, jumped on a helicopter, and left the country. The first thing reporters saw as they came into the sunshine from the banal auditorium where the newly sworn-in Iraqi government hailed the new era was 2 U.S. Apache helicopter gunships pirouetting low in the furnace sky. Fear of the bombers gave the occasion all the pomp of an office leaving do. It lasted only 20 minutes. James Meek, Guardian. I suppose this has been a book about the changing relationship between Jim Channon's ideas and the Army at large. Sometimes the Army seems like a nation, and Jim a village somewhere in the middle, like Glastonbury, looked on fondly but basically ignored. At other times, Jim seems right in the heart of things.